This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
But I have a simple question, because I think for the teams or for the people who are like, I'm worried this year will not end in the Super Bowl for the Chiefs, which is a reasonable concern. That is certainly not what I'm saying. But I have a very simple question, because the answer on the other side is obvious. If I asked you, was last year's team defense better or worse between this year's? You'd be like, okay, last year's defense was way better. It never even struggled. It was the number one defense pretty much the entire year in the NFL. It was at least a top five defense the entire time. Hell, it carried this team to 11 wins last year. Last year's defense was better. Right now, pre-Pacheco, pre-Hollywood Brown, because those are still unknowns. Hell, pre-Humphreys, for that matter, at left tackle, because we don't know when he'll get on the football field. Fitchy. So I didn't see a jersey in a locker for him from a photo last night. Is this year's offense better or worse than last year's offense? 913-586-7965. I thought long and hard about this because I was trying to decide. Because I thought, well, they had Rashee Rice last year, which was a hard thing to shake for a minute. Because Rashee Rice and what he ended up being by the end of the year was something pretty remarkable, right? He got a long way in his rookie debut. This time of year, 12 weeks into the season, he was like a 450-yard receiver. So, like, I can count on improvement from Xavier Worthy, or I can count on those things to do it. I think this is a better offense. I think they are more in line with who they are, even without Isaiah Pacheco. The yards per game are down. The points per game are comparable, a little bit worse last year. Mahomes' interception rate is up a little bit from last year. His touchdown rate is down a little bit from last year. Completion percentage up, yardage is up. So, like, some of the things that you would be in there just from, like, his perspective are there. What I boiled this down to, Kelsey's a wash. They're worse at running back because Kareem Hunt versus Pacheco. But I think that Kareem Hunt has done 90% of the job, and they'll get that remaining 10% when Pacheco returns. So I'll call that mostly a wash. At wide receiver, even though I think Rashee Rice at this age, at this time, at his peak, especially because of what we saw at the beginning part of the season, man, would they be better with him, right? DeAndre Hopkins, he's there. He's like at that level. Maybe he's a little behind what Rashee Rice would have turned into this year, which seemed like it was barreling towards an 1,100, 1,200, 1,300-yard receiver, 1,300-yard receiver maybe. But I still think DeAndre Hopkins fit that mold. And honestly, they've got a more defined role with McColl, who they didn't have for half of the season last year. Xavier Worthy is a good option, at least for the offense in some capacity. And the offensive line is the same. But I just think they're more in line with who they are this year than last year. I don't think there's a considerable difference, but I do think this year's offense is better. What's important, I think, the rest of the way is, in order to make up the gapping for how far they've fallen defensively, which is essentially the best offense or best defense in the league to the 10th best defenses, I need them by the end of this season to be like the fifth or sixth best offense. And I don't think they can do that without Isaiah Pacheco and without Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, I think I agree with you that they're better. I don't know if we get in terms of making up the differences, the potential for that comes in the playoffs or comes here in the next couple weeks, few weeks, whatever the case is, when Isaiah Pacheco and Hollywood Brown do in fact come back.
That'll be the best test.
Yeah, because even now, they are better because obviously you don't have the drop problem. As crazy as it sounds, the offense is better than they were last year.
They also have a much higher ceiling, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think that's where, you know, the difference of, hey, the defense is backtracking a little bit off of last year. They've looked shaky. Can the offense make up that? the potential of adding Isaiah Pacheco back into the lineup, Hollywood Brown being back into the lineup, well, actually in the lineup period, in a big-time game, in a game that matters, that's where the potential can be hit. Because you mentioned, even without them, they've been a top 10 offense. Mm-hmm. Think of what it's like when you add a bona fide number two.
They didn't have DeAndre Hopkins for a portion of that.
They add a bona fide number two wide receiver in Hollywood Brown, a bona fide guy. It's not like a, well, maybe he can do. Hollywood Brown is a bona fide number two. Isaiah Pacheco is your bona fide number one running back. He's one of the best, one of the better running backs in the league, in my opinion, one of the most underrated ones. The potential for your offense to get to that point where they're making up the margins is there. If they say they didn't have Hollywood Brown back and they didn't have Isaiah Pacheco back.
Yeah.
What is your confidence level of them winning the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I mean, the same as, I mean, it's definitely worse without both of those players, right? Obviously, I am given, but I, you know, like it's the NFL. So 5%, 7%, 8%, 9% to 10% chance better. Like it's not crazy, but it's 5% to 10% range, probably better.
So that's
them.
The margin that you think in terms of you being really comfortable.
Yeah.
You need like a 5% to 6% upkick in terms of production, the way the offense looks, the long ball, the way the production is, if the offense can hum a little bit more but with those like, guys, then it gives you more confidence.
Like, so for the text line, someone said they're better, right? They said having Xavier Worthy and D-Hop is better than having Rice alone, which dead serious was all they had. Come on, man.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah. That was the whole moniker. Like that was the entire thing there for a while.
It was
just them and no one else. Someone says, it feels like it's the same because the tackle play feels the same to me. They're being sacked more this year than last year. But I'll say, in a lot of, and this is like nerdy, and I know Sanchez doesn't want to get it, in a lot of advanced metrics, they are far better at moving the ball this year. And so, like, they're better at getting first downs. And so, like, that to me is a sign of an offense that is better at functioning. Like, they do a better job moving the ball consistently. They're only scoring, like, I think it's, like, three points more per game this year. And that's not in a course of a season, that's not a small margin. Now, is it still 5 points worse than they were scoring at their peak powers? Yeah, it is. I'm not saying, is this offense better in 2019? I don't want to even have that argument. But I think if you look at the complexities of the offense, they are very well balanced. The offensive line is not playing well enough, but I would encourage you to watch the offensive line play in the rest of the league and understand that the Chiefs are not alone in this problem. Hey, Drew, how's Cincinnati's offensive line? Pretty bad, right? Like how
they
was
haven't
the
been great.
How was the Chargers' offensive line last night? Not great, right? I mean, there are plenty of bad offensive lines in the NFL, but they're no different than last year. They have a good rushing attack. They're good at getting yards. They're good at getting first downs. They're good at getting in the red zone. Lately, they've been better in the red zone. They are a better red zone scoring team from a touchdown percentage perspective than they were last year. All of those things point to me to a team that knows more what they're doing. And truth is, if I'm comparing side by side, neither of these teams could get the ball deep. So if like my complaint this year is they've got no deep passing game because they're like 26th in the NFL in explosive plays, well, yeah. Tale as old as time, no offense. That's exactly as last year's offense was. And Kansas City right now ranks 16th in the NFL in red zone scoring percentage. They're getting the ball in the end zone on a touchdown about 58% of the time. Last year was only 51% of the time. And that was with a pretty horrid start for the offense this year, too.
I was going to say, still not where you want it to be, but it is better. I think because in your point to the red zone, also the third down stuff. Like I think those are the two things where they've been the cream of the crop in terms of third down conversion.
Third down conversion rate in third and long.
Yeah, they that have tells been you got unbelievably good.
Yeah, you know that Patrick Mahomes, this is a great stat from Ben Baldwin, who does some analytics-based stuff. He put the stat, technically based on value, like efficiency, Patrick Mahomes running has added more expected points to the Chiefs offense than Lamar Jackson's running has added for Baltimore's. Like, I want you to think, like, I'm dead serious. His value in running the ball for his team has added more expected points than Lamar Jackson's. Because when Mahomes runs, he needs to. And when he runs, it's on third down. It's not designed. It's not on purpose.
Extending drives.
It's just when the pass isn't open and they need 8 yards, Mahomes gets it. And at some point in his career, maybe they'll send a spy and they'll really, really, really regret it because then Mahomes will probably burn him in the passing game. But I mean, that's it. And someone on, talking about the offense, this is a good point from the 816. What about Noah Gray's elevation in play? He is definitely a better player as well as he was last year. Someone also said, this year, at least I'm comfortable they can convert a third and short. Do you remember how long last year we spent about this team's inability to get 6 inches on third and fourth down? They are better at that.
Yeah.
Like, they are better than that. If we asked as a team, we probably get a different answer from the Texan. If I say this year's team, are they better or worse? I think most of you are going to say worse. I ask about the offense because I think that can be inevitably what covers the gap between the two. I think they've been better than last year's offense.